Mr. Cropsey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, I think you are going to be a happy camper because from all the reports that I get, nationally, the Republicans are going to make some gains, and it looks like statewide the Republican agenda may get advanced as Republicans will be taking some seats in the state level also.
Oh, yeah, I believe so. It does look looks very positive for the Republicans today.
Well, when looking back 2 years ago, it appeared voters were a little bit of frustrated with the Republican agenda and a Republican president. So they gave Barack Obama an opportunity. He had a Democratic Congress. But after 2 years, folks are still frustrated because they're worried about the economy and there's not enough jobs.
Well, and you are absolutely right. The Republicans 2 years ago, they lost their way, very frankly. And then you had the financial meltdown, which certainly went against the party in power at the time. And very frankly, the regular press, I think, failed the American people because you had so many in the liberal elite type of press area that just would not take a look at Obama, take a look at his record, take a look at his background, and tell the American people, look, you are electing a liberal ideologue, and I say that kindly, as president of the United States. And the American people are not liberals. They are conservative. And I believe if they had really known what Barack Obama was like, first of all, he probably would not have been nominated by the Democrat Party. But secondly, he never would have been elected in a general election.
We're talking with State Senator Alan Cropsey on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. There is information out there that we need a new bridge and that Canada is going to pay for a lot and we've got the money here in Michigan and that it's almost a done deal. But I saw a report where you disagree with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 5 years ago, the Michigan legislature said we don't want to have a study of this even because the Department of Transportation was asking for a study, and we said last 5 years at that point, the traffic had actually been going down at the international crossing. And we said, why even waste our money on a study when the traffic is going down? The department went ahead, in spite of the legislature giving direct language that we do not want a study, the department went ahead and did a study. And that study has cost the taxpayers of the United States and the taxpayers of Michigan $40 million. I mean, I don't know of another study in Michigan that has ever cost anywhere close to that. But this was a $40 million study that we did not want, that has been paid for. And last year when we did the budget, not this year, but the previous year when we did the budget, we had said, fine, if you are looking at seriously doing this bridge, then you need to give us what's called an investment-grade traffic study, which is what the financial people use when they go to Wall Street to borrow money for a bridge, such as for a bond and that sort of thing. And we gave them money to finish this thing up and said, we will have a vote by June of this year as long as we get this financial investment-grade traffic study by May of this year. The department never gave us the investment-grade traffic study. As far as we know, they never did it, which told me that when it comes right down to the numbers, that the numbers do not say that we should have an investment-grade traffic study, and certainly no one in their right mind would invest or loan money for a brand-new bridge, because if they would have, the department would have been right there asking for it.
Do you believe that MDOT is not going forward with this report because it won't be favorable to what they're seeking?
That's the only conclusion I can really get. What they're trying to say is that, well, Canada doesn't want to have an investment-grade traffic study released because we want to have people bid on it and this sort of thing. And I'm thinking anybody who's going to be serious in this process is going to do an investment-grade traffic study. And the investment-grade traffic study should not vary by very much from one party to another that's really seeking to find a way to finance this thing on its own legs and not go back to the taxpayers.
So, at this moment, where do we stand with this bridge?
Well, at the moment, in our last budget that we passed, we basically did not put a single penny in it for the Department of Transportation to do a new bridge there. And that's not to say that a new bridge will not be built. The people who currently have the Ambassador Bridge have stated that they will be building a brand new bridge. Fact is, if you go down and you take a look at the Ambassador Bridge, they have completed the ramps going up to a brand new bridge, and all they're waiting for is the final clearances to actually put up the span. But we have ramps that are just ending abruptly in the air 50 feet high that the Ambassador Bridge folks are saying, hey, as soon as we get the final approvals, we plan on putting a cable-stayed bridge up there. So there will be a new bridge built. The question becomes, is it going to be the Michigan taxpayers and the American taxpayers being on the hook for it, or will it be the private sector, which the Ambassador Bridge people said, we've already got everything laid for it, and we're ready to go with it.
So what's the holdup?
Final approval. Well, that's a real good question. It just seems that the state of Michigan, or the United States, and I think it's more the state of Michigan, they're waiting for the last approvals in order to get started on it. If those approvals had been given a year and a half or 2 years ago, there'd probably be a brand new bridge in place right now.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on bullying? Do we have a problem here in the state of Michigan?
I think we have a problem, but I think we've always had a problem. The question that I have is that is the legislation that has been proposed in the past, is it a solution to the problem? And the answer to that is no. We have not come up, that I can see, we haven't come up with any legislation that would be a solution to the problem.
And I wanted to get your take on the new Michigan super drunk driving laws. I know that you support those.
Yes. What we're trying to do is we're saying, hey, if you have been convicted of a super drunk offense, which is a 0.17 or above, legally drunk is 0.08. So we're talking about over twice the legal limit. If you are super drunk, then before you get in a car, before the car will start, you have to blow into an apparatus before it will let your car start. It gives the judges the opportunities to do that.
And finally, Mr. Cropsey, I just wanted to get your take on, we've had many politicians on the program over the last 9 months talking about the state budgets. Next year, the state of Michigan faces a budget deficit of $1.6 billion. I've heard the term kicking the can down the road used for legislators when it comes to really enacting some laws that will help business, that will really help with funding for the programs that we need for the state, and help you and your constituents with finding the funding to balance the budget. What's your take on that? Over the years, have the legislators been kicking the can down the road instead of conducting serious business?
Well, that's an excellent question. Let me answer it this way, is that if you let government grow at the rate government always wants to grow and don't rein in the size of government, you will never be able to raise enough money to support that type of government. This is the problem that we have in Michigan. 8 years ago or so, we were considered to be number 17th or 18th in personal income. Today, we're considered to be about number 40th in personal income among the 50 states. If you take a look at it and you say, has our government, has it trimmed its budget, has it reduced its income or its standard of living to match the income that we now have? And the answer is no, we have not. We have attempted to address that in certain ways. We have had buyouts for state employees, but then after the buyout, saying new employees that are coming on, they have to pick up more of their health care expenses, that sort of thing. So we're trying to get the standard of living for the government of the state of Michigan in line with the standard of living of what the people of the state of Michigan have. And that is always exceptionally difficult to downsize or reduce the standard of living for any household, and it's you know, a million times more tougher to do that for the government. And that's where the real problem really is that we don't have the revenues that we used to have, and if we try to increase the taxes You have more and more productive people in our society, in our state of Michigan, moving to other states. And so you have to say the cost of government must be reduced. And I don't think this governor has really recognized that fundamental fact.
Do you believe that the next governor will?
Oh, I believe so. I think if it's Mr. Snyder, and it looks like it's going to be Mr. Snyder, I think it is going to be very, very much on his radar that the cost and size and scope of government has got to be reduced because we just can't afford it. And the more you are taxing folks, the more you have people fleeing. You just take a look at the state of California, for example, and, you know, they've got some things on their ballot where they're trying to do a cap-and-trade type of thing, from what I understand out there, that is just going to drive up the cost of business. And California has been that way for the last 20 years, you know, where the Democrats have controlled and they're trying to do all this social experimentation. And lo and behold, you find Nevada and Arizona in particular, but the states surrounding California, you find a large influx of their population are people from California just saying, hey, we've had enough of it. We can't stand that government anymore. It's just too oppressive. It's trying to engineer our lives. And when you have government like that, people leave because people want control of their own lives. They don't want government controlling it. And I believe Mr. Snyder recognizes that. I don't think Mr. Bonero recognizes it, but I think Mr. Snyder does because he's more in tune with free market ideas on letting individuals make their choices.
We've been talking with State Senator Alan Cropsey from the 33rd Senate District, which includes DeWitt. Senator, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Hey, great being on the show this morning, Tony. You have a good day now.